Today is Monday, March 29th, 2004. You're listening to Default Daily on the telephone, motherfucker. Daily. This is Decoder. I'm joined here, phone number 206-736-1234. It's about 5 p.m., 5:06 p.m. here on the East Coast. And I'm joined with two special guests today. One of them, of course, this idiot, Lucky225.
Yep.
That's it. And I'm also joined with...
Cessna.
Oh yeah, motherfucker. Representing... And we got nothing today, man. I don't have shit. I forgot that yesterday I promised I was going to do something today, and here the fuck we are.
Yeah, it picked you out. You had your away message set to go to the store already. You haven't even done that.
Yeah, I know. I was fucking in the shower, you know what I'm saying? Well, I wasn't fucking in the shower, but I was in the shower.
Yeah. Definitely, I hear you, man.
Oh, yeah. But so what do we got today on the itinerary? Oh, yeah. The tallies of the votes are in. Tallied up from yesterday.
Okay.
Yep, and you know what? It's a sad, sad, sad situation. You know why?
Because I woke up.
Oh, because Lucky didn't win.
Oh.
But he didn't lose either.
Because
it was a tie, baby.
With my vote, I broke the tie. This is democracy, goddammit.
Now, what's your vote?
Well, here's the problem with your vote, Lucky, and why it doesn't count. Not because you voted for yourself, because I didn't vote. You know what I'm saying? Doug didn't vote. But it's not because you voted for yourself. It's because you gave a fake name. And that's voter fraud. So, you could have just called up and said, it's Lucky. I want to be back on. Please.
Well, I'm giving my vote now, guys.
Too late. The polls are closed, man. And it's a tie. So, I don't know what to do about that. Tessa, what do you got to say about that? It's a tie.
Somehow we need to come up with some type of tiebreaker.
There has to be a tiebreaker. Shit. Well, fuck. What's that, man?
Electoral College.
What are you talking about?
Electoral College of Freaksorts.
Oh, God. Yeah, Tron's one of the electors, by the way.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. It was a tie. And to tell you the truth, it's really funny. Because a lot of the people who voted... for Lucky to bring him back, still was like, yeah, let Lucky back on, even though he's an asshole. It's like, wow, that's not really like a vote for, is it?
They miss it, man. They need it.
They miss the humor, man.
Well, I don't know. According to a man named Digital Liquid Acid, he said we're not going to survive without him.
Ooh, we went that far, huh?
Yeah. He said the show's going downhill.
It brings a smile to the show.
So, I don't know. I guess, you know, there has to be a tiebreaker. I mean, I want to let you back on, Lucky. That was the whole reason for this poll right here. I mean, there was a poll...
You make me run through some hoops or something.
Well, I don't know. There was a poll. Nick84 had a poll on the BinRev forums. And it seemed to overwhelmingly win that one. But that didn't count.
What if we get you Nicky Hilton's cell phone number?
Well, if Lucky gets me fucking Hilton's cell phone number, fuck yeah. Yeah, you can be back on. And you get your very own default @defaultradio.com email address if you did that.
Yeah.
One that you won't send me viruses from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of that, I got a funny story for everyone. Apparently, like, someone really doesn't like Lucky, and all these different people are getting emails from Lucky, and not just the same domain, lucky225@2600.com, lucky225@defaultradio.com, and they're all viruses. I got one. Did you say Mitnick got one?
Yeah, I remember I called up Kevin and I was asking him for his...
Oh, yeah, and he was like, hey, what's this attachment you sent me? What attachment? And I said the same thing today. I'm like, Lucky, what's this fucking attachment you sent me?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I got that same email because I checked my 2600 mail, and sure enough, someone from lucky225@defaultradio.com, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember sending this to myself. There's a virus here.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Has been owned by a virus writer. I don't know. People are always using my email address. Every time I'll talk to someone about, like, yeah, what's your email, or I'm going to shoot you an email, they'll be like, oh, yeah, what was that attachment you sent me?
Well, who else has been a victim of this?
Attachment? Huh?
Who else has been a victim of this?
Let's see. I think Doug's got some. Let's see. Well, I've seen it come up a lot. Like, my girlfriend's always getting stuff like that. I don't know what the hell. I'm seriously. And then I get stuff, too, from people that are supposedly at 2600.com. And they always write emails like, this is a 2600 staff. We've been seeing some virus activity on your account. Please download the zip file with the password for security purposes. It's passworded, you know, and like... Yeah, I'm sure that's 2,600 staff sending me this, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Emmanuel couldn't just give me a call on my cell phone and be like, yo.
What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, I was a victim today of it. I don't know.
I don't know. So if anyone gets an email from me, probably not.
Yeah, it's probably a virus.
You know? I don't like using email anyways. If I'm going to send you an email, you know, we either already have some sort of relationship established where you know that you're going to be getting emails from me.
Well, all I know is that, I don't know, I just want to know who's doing it, you know, who's using your name to do this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sending out viruses to a bunch of fucking retards like us. Me, Doug, Midnick, fucking your girlfriend, who else ever got it, I don't even know. That's another thing. If you've ever gotten an email, if you've ever gotten a virus from Lucky225, leave us a message. Let us know about it. Tell us your experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's why everyone hates me. They're always like,
this guy keeps sending me viruses. Oh, man, that's pretty funny, though. This is another reason we have to get Mitnick on the actual default radio. So we can talk about the viruses you send him.
Yeah, right. Well, I sent him that email like you told me to. He hasn't responded. I mean,
oh well, doesn't matter. You know,
we'll get a hold of him.
That's why I sent him a virus with your name on it.
Okay.
This whole thing about me getting one is just a cover.
Well, and then here's the thing too. If I am invited back to Default Radio, it's going to be schedule problems, man. Because I got a job now. I'm working 8 to 5. You know,
look at this.
Come home.
He doesn't even want to be on it anymore.
No, I'm not saying I don't want to be on it. I'm not saying I don't want to be on it. I'm just saying we always have problems finding time to record, you know.
What are you talking about? Live, baby. Even though I hate doing it.
Yeah, I guess we could do it live.
Live, motherfucker. People like it live. Seth, you like it better live, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Listeners have spoken.
All right.
All we need is Tron to say he likes it live, and that's it. That's all of our listeners want it live.
Well, Tron will always go the opposite. Just, I don't know, he wants to pretend he's an individual or something.
Nah. Well, he is Tron. He will drop your docs.
Let's let Cessna talk. I think he had some stuff he wanted.
Yeah, if you got some stuff to talk about, go ahead, because we really don't.
Yeah, I was scanning through a magazine the other day at work. It's MIT's Magazine of Innovation and Technology.
Okay.
It's talking about one person and one phone. It's Wi-Fi networks linked with cellular networks, telephonic unity nears. It's by someone named Corey Locke. Evidently, they've got a unit that to say, you know, having a cell phone's fine, you know, I love my copper personally and a cell phone, but But you go indoors, you know, you've got all this crap, reception, you know, interference from computers.
Yeah.
Well, this phone is going to have kind of a hybrid Wi-Fi cellular. As you near your Wi-Fi network, it's going to switch you over to the Wi-Fi, which is going to be definitely cheaper than speaking over your cellular network. And as you leave, let's say you're still on a call, as you leave your office, it's going to seamlessly blend back into the cellular network. And it's supposed to be available sometime this year.
Really?
The dual mode service is to be available this year. They expect it to replace a lot of people having both copper and cell phones. So this is a pretty good innovation. They claim that Wi-Fi subscribers, cellular subscribers, would pay like an extra $5 to $20 a month for the Wi-Fi access. And they said that while they're on the Wi-Fi, they get the cheap internet calls because they're on the Wi-Fi network. But they said that this is really going to be hitting the road soon, and they expect tons of growth from it. So that's going to be something to really look at coming down the road.
Wow! So you're going to be having a cell phone that's on the cellular network, and it's going to get VoIPed, and it's just going to be the worst connection in the world.
All right.
they claim that they've learned from you know, the problems with Vonage and Packet 8 and stuff.
Well, they claim. I'd like to see. Well, you know, I will say this about VoIP. Because VoIP is the shit. Hot fucking shit, man. The only problem is that most of the consumer platforms, such as fucking Packet 8 and Vonage, just fucking suck big black hairy cock. And, but I don't know, like...
Why does it gotta be black?
Huh?
Why does it gotta be a black hairy cock?
Well, if you had a choice, Lucky, would you rather suck a big black white hairy, a big white hairy cock, or a big black hairy cock? If you had a choice.
I wonder how they suck any, but...
I'm asking you your preference.
I don't have a preference.
You gotta have a preference. More indecisiveness.
That's clear, man.
But anyway, fucking... Not Theory got that Optimum Voice, the voice over TV, right? And that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I've noticed him calling it on the default radio, and it actually sounds pretty good. It sounds better than Doug's Packet 8
had. Yeah, it's a lot better than Packet 8. And Vonage was never too bad, but, you know, there was always a few problems here and there, you know. But Packet 8 was by far, like, the worst of the worst.
Whatever, man. Packet 8's working.
He claims there are a couple of hurdles still that remain. It says Wi-Fi sucks up a lot of power, so the new dual-mode phones will need to be very power-efficient or have better batteries.
Well, yeah.
Quality over the internet, despite having improved in the recent years, is still rougher than what's available on your old good old copper.
So, well, you know, cell phone batteries have always been a problem.
Definitely.
You know, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. Like, we could put a man on the moon, but, you know, my phone battery can't last more than 5 minutes. I don't get it.
Yeah, I definitely don't get it. I mean, I don't understand how, like, an OP 900 from the 80s using 3 watts of power on analog can last longer than, like...
A brand new phone.
A brand new phone just because it has, like, a color display and shit.
That's ridiculous.
These weight about, what, damn, close to 10 pounds.
Right? Like a brick.
I think they actually used, like, a lead-acid battery on some of those things.
Irish confetti is what we used to call those things.
Oh, so you can still get those phones. Those phones can still be had. And, you know, since they put out 3 watts, I mean, you probably wouldn't, you know, break up as much as you would on... you know, these little quarter of a watt.
Well, the problem is it's 3 watts, but it's still an analog connection. It's the problem.
Yeah, you know. That's always going to be a problem.
It's not going to be digital voice clarity.
All I know is that, well, no, that sounds like hot shit. I'm not going to say anything. I like my copper only because it works. And I feel that when they come out with new technologies, they're supposed to be cheaper and work better, not be cheaper and not work better.
Right.
Well, they're trying to push it, man. They want these consumers to get in on that shit.
Well, they just want people to buy, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, and after it perfects and everything, and after everyone gets sucked into their little plan, they're going to pump up the prices.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I don't know. This sounds like hot shit. This cellular fucking Wi-Fi shit sounds like pretty hot shit.
I'll do my best to scan it and then post a link to the doc on BenRef.
Oh, no doubt, man. Yeah, that definitely sounds like some fucking hot shizzle right there.
Alrighty.
Oh, man. What the hell time is it? How long have we been going?
It's 21 minutes after 5.
Damn. Yeah, I gotta get to the fucking store. Shit to do, bitches to fuck. Man.
Man, every day, man. I swear, I was talking to Decoder last night and he had to leave me.
Yeah, I did.
Some girl, he didn't even want to screw her yet.
That's the fucking sad thing, you know what I'm saying? I just had to fucking put the work in. It's a job, man. It's like a full-time job.
Wonderful job.
No, really. You're sick of it after a while. You find out how every female is exactly the same. It has its advantages and disadvantages, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but most of them are left on default, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're all left on default, and the social engineering aspects, you know what I'm saying, it makes it a little easier, because the same tricks work for all of them. It's just like fucking, it's like, wow, another Meridian fucking voicemail system. I already know how to hack these. It's like, oh, another fucking brainless fucking female. I know how to hack these.
They're like, oh, look, there's a young one. She must be a Parker male.
Yeah, Parker male. But no, sure enough, each and every one of them, I can compare it to a voicemail system because you know what? They're going to have, no matter what, a Meridian box is always going to have the same set of commands. Always. It's never going to change. You're not going to find one Meridian box where fucking, oh, this one is just a little different. Star 8-1 doesn't get you in. No. Every Meridian system you run across, the same fucking commands, just like every fucking girl. Same shit. No difference.
Well, there are differences in how it's set up, though.
No.
Sometimes when you call up a Meridian, if you hit star 8-1, it'll be like, invalid option because of the way the greeting part is.
Oh, yeah, it's true. So, yeah, you're kind of right.
You do an extension, and then when you get another extension, then you can hit star 8-1.
Yeah, there's, like, different paths to the same set of commands.
Yeah.
But eventually you end up right in... But the thing is, Lucky, eventually you end up inside the actual mailbox, and then all the commands are the same no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sometimes it may be set up just a little bit differently, like, oh, to dial out, you need to press, you know, 8, and then the number, or 9, and the number, or 0, and then the number, you know what I'm saying?
It's all the same shit.
Little things like that, but, you know, mostly, you know, the... What am I trying to say? Yeah, they're all the same. Left on default.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
yeah. They all have their little uniquenesses, you know?
Yeah, you know, some you can't dial out from.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's not good for anything.
Some only had, you know, some are like 1,000 boxes in the system, some are only like 100 boxes on a particular system. Some of them, they're all on default. Some of them, none of them are on default.
Have you made any progress towards the NAMBLA exercise?
I haven't even done that yet. I'll do that sometime this week. We'll get them.
What are you doing with NAMBLA?
Oh, well, we called on episode 19 of Default Radio. We called fucking the NAMBLA voicemail box, the 212 number. And I never listened to the whole greeting, but we did, right? And they were mentioning, like, you know, to leave your name and number in there, and someone will give you a call back. And what they also mentioned was, like, you know, if you have, like, anonymous call rejection, we won't be able to call you because we block our caller ID.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, so my number is 206?
206.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they call me, you know, it's probably just going to be some fucknut at his house making the calls. And we're going to get his name and address and everything. And, you know, just post it up. We might make a website out of it. Probably going to be like sickfuck.tk or some shit. But like ilovenambla.biz.
They think they're leaked because they blocked caller ID.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to fucking feel the wrath of...
You don't think they've been owned yet by someone with a flex ante or something?
We'll find out. I don't know. Maybe nobody had this idea before.
Oh, man.
Or maybe somebody has done it, and the NAMBLA guys never figured out how they did it. So just, you know. You know what I'm trying to say.
Come on.
Screw them until they have to have their phone number changed.
Well, until they freaking have to, like, leave the country. Talking about.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm just going to give out their info to, like, crazy motherfuckers who are going to kill them.
Well, obviously, there's a reason they block their caller ID, and it's not because it's going to be that voicemail box number.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's a reason they're blocking the caller ID, and they mention it specifically, so, yeah.
Have you checked your voicemail yet today? Maybe you should check it.
What do you mean?
Have you checked your voicemail?
I haven't left that number yet.
Oh, you haven't left them?
No. When on Default Radio, I didn't really know what to say. I wanted to threaten to kill them, but I thought that would be a bad idea. So I was just like, you know, I just kind of made fun of them a little bit on that Speaking of which, man, my SE skills are fucking down the drain. Have you even listened to that episode?
No.
People were calling, like, cell phone operators, you know, operators of their cell phone, and I just couldn't get any one of them to fucking place a call to an 800 number for me. They said they couldn't fucking do it.
Man, see, you guys need me back. You can't even place a call to an 800 number instead of an operator.
Dude, this
show you. No. Default daily, I'm going to show you right now, Decoder.
All right, calling it. What kind of cell phone do you have?
I'm on a regular POTS line, and I'm going to call my Zoom.
No, dude, I could do that on a POTS line. That's not a big deal. I'm talking about on a fucking, like, Verizon wireless cell phone.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it because she was on a cell phone.
I'll do it on a cell phone, then. Hold on.
All right, get a cell phone on this line. Hurry the fuck up, man, because I want to get the fuck out of here. I want to get something to eat and get some fucking pussy.
All right, hold on one second.
Christ, man. Yeah, what kind of phone?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Stephanie, are you online? Oh, yes, I am.
What, do you not have this number?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're a fucking noob.
Yeah, I'm online. Okay. Message me with this number.
That's one of the main reasons that Lucky225 got kicked off of default radio, because he never knew the bridge number we were on, even though we're on the same one every time. Like, he either writes it down and throws it out, or fucking doesn't write it down, or can't read what he wrote. Something always happens. He never knows the number.
Oh, man. Seth, now, what's the number?
The number for what? Oh, my bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he had a special number or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, the special number is zero.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
Wait, I don't. What kind of cell phones were we trying on default radio episode 19? What were we trying over there?
I think that was a Verizon phone.
And there was another one too, a Sprint. No, it wasn't a Sprint. It was something.
No, I called from my POTS line, and it was a Bell South Op.
All right, here we go.
Oh yeah, you called from your POTS line, and the Bell South Op wouldn't do it for me.
Right.
Nuts.
Yeah.
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 Why are you echoing, bro? Why don't you hang up your other line?
All right. Jesus.
God. What the fuck, yo?
They might won't let me call.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.